Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, coming at you. And today we have a very special guest. I'm super close with him and very, very close with his family, to say the least. Travis Wolf Jr., how you doing, brother?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm super glad that, you know, we were able to carve out some time to make this happen. I know you're super busy, you know,
for sure.
On set and doing everything that you do. So yeah, man, kind of walk everybody through for the audience that might not know who you are. I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't seen you on TV or something already, right? But kind of walk them through what it is that you do currently. And then basically, you know, a little bit about your story and how you got to where you're at today, man.
Well, currently I am on a TV show for CBS called Bob Hart's Abishola. You know, a little bit about how I grew up. You know, I was born in Philadelphia, raised there. I recently moved out here after living in Philadelphia for 11 years. You know, back in Philadelphia, I was, you know, the average kid. You know, went to school, played video games, repeated homework, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, one day while sitting on my couch in Philadelphia, listening to my mom, my dad, and my sister having a conversation about my sister wanting to start acting. And, you know, I love to try new things, you know. Anything new, you know, I love to try it. So, you know, I told my parents that I also want to try it. And they took me to an agent. I did a little monologue for her. She loved it. And ever since then, I've just been going hard in acting.
And that's incredible. How old are you right now?
I'm 13 years old. 13. I've been doing it since I was 7, going on 8.
Holy smokes. So was it always like a passion that you had for like, did you ever, were you young and you're just like, I'm going to do it, I want to do it like this, or I want to do it like that, or it just kind of came about?
You know, it just kind of came about because when I first started, I didn't know that this is what I wanted to do. You know, I just thought it was something I saw kids do on TV. I was like, it could be fun, so let me just try it. And then, you know, as I started to book jobs, you know, audition, I started to feel like this feeling I never felt before. You know, as I kept going, I started to realize, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, this is my passion.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm curious, you know, what were some of your hobbies growing up? You know, because I feel like, I don't know, I think it's kind of a persona where everybody looks at, you know, the millennials or, you know, forget the Generation Z or something, but I feel like they look at them as just tech nerds or they're always in their phone or anything. Because you're a sharp dude for being 13. I mean,
Thank you. The
things that you say and that you do and the mentality that you have and things, it's incredible. Because me growing up in Pennsylvania as well, I can relate to this. I didn't really necessarily relate with a lot of people. I was reading a bunch of like personal development books, a lot of books about business and success whenever I was in high school. And personally, Travis, I got criticized so much whenever I was in school. And there was moments where I had the whole high school soccer team like kind of against me because they just didn't like my messages because they thought that was like the not okay thing to do, you know? So my habits and hobbies were like reading books and things. So I'm kind of curious to find out what some of your hobbies were just growing up and really just developing the mentality that you have. Because, I mean, we're out here in Los Angeles, Hollywood, and I mean, this isn't the most idealistic place for somebody that's 13 to really just, you know, necessarily be and continue to have that strong mentality, you know?
Well, some of my hobbies growing up, you know, I just like to hang out with friends, you know, at school. Because, you know, because of my surroundings, I wasn't really able to go outside that much. So, you know, I was always around my dad and my family. So I used to just go in my room, play video games. You know, as my dad started to, you know, get into the whole speaking thing, you know, I started to listen to him. And everything he said, I just absorbed, you know, just kept listening. You know, as that went on, you know, I started to say the things he was saying and I started to understand them. And, you know, that helped me in my acting career. And, you know, I didn't really get to do much. Sorry, okay, can I start that over?
No,
I just
want
to leave that off track.
Yeah, you're good, yeah.
Some of my hobbies growing up were, you know, just playing sports, you know, hanging out with friends, playing video games, You know, I didn't really get to play many sports growing up because of my surroundings. Wasn't really able to go outside. My parents, you know, they're a little scared I'd get mixed up with the wrong people. So, you know, I was a homebody. Usually just a lot of video games, hanging out with my family. You know, we used to have Sunday family game night, you know.
Yeah, I know what you
but,
mean.
That's really about it. You know, I didn't really do too much.
Were you like a competitor?
Oh yeah, like I've always been competitive. You know, I get that from my dad.
Wow.
You know, everything I do, I have to win. I have to. If I don't, I'm gonna be upset. You know, I'm gonna be a good sport about it, shake hands. But in my mind, I'm furious that I didn't win because I know I could be so much better.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I lost the board game, I would literally just flip the whole board game like in front of my dad. Man, he used to get so mad at me.
I know I did that a couple times growing up.
Right. I feel like it's so like kind of crucial though, having that competitiveness. Like you said, being a good sport about it, because there's a lot of people that they're competitive, but they're sore losers.
Yeah.
And if you're a sore loser, I mean, I feel like we've all kind of been like a sore loser to an extent, but it's like when you can overcome that kind of hurdle or that obstacle, I feel like that's so crucial, because if there's still love at the end of the day, like you might lose and it's like, hey man, like I'm glad we could still, you know, play this game, or we could still do this with this particular sport. Even in life, I mean, it's kind of like holding a grudge in a way. You know, so I'm a firm believer that having that competitive edge for sure is like, it's super crucial. Would you say that's like been, you know, a key part to helping you get to where you're at, is kind of being competitive?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, out here in LA, especially, you know, it's really, really competitive, and you know, you have to be a good sport about it, because you'll lose a lot. You know, you're not going to book every job. And when you get told no all the time, and you start to let that affect you, then you're going to quit. And then you won't get to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really important to, you know, be competitive, but also understand that maybe that job wasn't for you. Maybe the next audition is going to be, you know, your big break. So, you know, it is very important to be competitive, but it's very, very important to be able to take criticism and be okay with being told no.
Wow. You know, with you being in the acting industry, there's a lot of, I'm sure, like different auditions that you know, go to and go through. How important is the mental game? Staying in a mental state where it's like, you know, you go into the room, because, you know, thoughts are very powerful, you know?
Very, very powerful.
And if we have one simple thought where it's like, it could throw us off, that could impact whether it's a speaking gig or just an acting performance. So do you have anything that you might do to mentally prepare yourself going into a potential, you know, just gig or an audition?
I have a little pregame ritual, you know. Sorry, what's your question? The very first part.
Yeah, so basically, like, what's your routine going into, like, an audition?
Well, you know, I have, like, a little pregame ritual, you know. Like to, you know, really get into a positive mental state. You know, I listen to my favorite songs, you know, get me hype, you know, tell myself, you know, like, you got this, you're going to walk in there, you're going to kill it. Because if you have negative thoughts flowing through your mind, like, I'm not going to do good. I'm not good enough for this. This isn't going to work out for me. You know, it's not going to, because you're automatically already accepting that you're not going to do your best work. So if you think you're not going to do your best work, you're probably not going to perform the way you want to. So, you know, I like to, you know, pump myself up, you know, tell myself, like, I'm the greatest, you know, I'm going to kill this, you know, listen to my favorite music, get the blood flowing, you know, get a little hype, you know. Usually I go in there, I do my thing. I might get told no, I might get told yes, but either way, I know I did my best work and I'm content with that.
Man, I love that. That's like, yeah, you got that confidence. I like that, because, again, a lot of people, they tend to let these different outside factors just impact their performance, even if it's just something small, like, man, bro, you took my, I was gonna sit there, bro, come on, how are you gonna take my spot, you know? And then somebody might get all kind of flustered over something simple like that. And I agree with that so much, Travis, because it's like, if you let the small things impact your mood or your performance, it can truly impact what it is that you're doing significantly.
For sure.
I mean, there's been moments in my life where, you know, hey, you know, I tend to, I'm a human. We're all human at the end of the day. You know, we still have some things that can impact our moods, but having that thing that kind of gets us in that zone, right? Like, a lot of people like to meditate. They like to work out. They like to read books. They like to kind of just have something within their day that they can really get in that zone and just activate them, you know? Do you read much?
Not too much. And I'm not really the reader, but you know, at school we do read some books. You know, I don't really go to school. I have a teacher that comes here, and you know, he gives me a couple books to read over the weekend.
Yeah.
But you know, I've never been really the reader type.
I got
I'm more
you.
Of the listener or watcher kind of guy.
I like that. So you kind of like you see what's going on, and then you see about like how you can pick certain things out from it to learn or something like that,
exactly.
Right? I got you. Yeah. Who's one of your like most inspirational, I guess you can say, music artists that you really like to look, you know, look up to?
Music artist.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Roddy Ricch, you know, he's one of the hottest people out here right now. I've been pumping his music a lot lately. You know, actually before I came in here, I was listening to his music, you know, getting me in that, like I said, getting me in that mood, you know, getting me to that flow. You know, his song "The Box," number one on the charts right now. It's going crazy. You know, he's really all I'm listening to right now. You know, I really like his new album. Please excuse me for being antisocial. You know, it's really good. Yeah. You know,
wow, that's incredible. I've always been a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, I love that dude. I interviewed his nephew TJ a little while back, and such an incredible family, just the Jacksons and just what they stand for. And I know today just so happens to be Martin Luther King Day as well, you know, the 20th. So it's a very special day for me. It touches my heart so significantly. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we all need moments in our lives where we really just have to kind of come back. And it's like, yeah, it's a holiday and you have all these different holidays and throughout the year. But it's like if everybody could kind of treat a day where they give something to somebody of value, or they just treat each other how everybody should be treated. Like, I'm a firm believer that that's so powerful in our daily lives, you know, the power of giving, the power of tithing, you know, really just doing something for someone just because, like, it's an incredible thing to do. And again, just with your age and seeing who you are and what you've done up to this point, like, it's inspiring because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, kids or young adults or that are out there, they don't feel like, hey, you know, I am maybe too young. I don't feel like just because I'm in the room with someone that is of status. I've really been hitting on this a lot lately, Travis. I feel like whenever people are in the room with somebody of status, they feel like they might not be worthy enough.
Yeah.
And they can kind of let that get to their head. But with you, I mean, you've been in the room with incredible people, incredible producers, yes, directors, you know, actors within the game, actresses. So it's like, I'm sure you've had moments maybe at first where you're like, man, this is neat, you know, like, but now it's with your confidence and everything, you're probably at that point where it's like, yo, like, I know I should be in this room. Like, I'm meant to be here. Is that kind of,
you know, it is, you know, like you said, a lot of people might look at it when they're in rooms with people with high status, you know, like they're not worthy or they're not good enough to be in that room. But when I'm in a room with people that, you know, are, you know, they've been in the game a little bit longer, you know, are a little bit more known, I kind of look at it as, like, wow, that's going to be me. Like, I'm going to be there. I need to soak in everything that's happening in this room and, you know, take their message and, you know, apply it to myself. Because if I'm here, that means I'm here for a reason. Mm. I've obviously done something right to be where I am right now. So I just look at them as, you know, someone I look up to, someone I should, you know, follow, someone I should really listen to, because, you know, they could teach me how to get to their level. Like, I want to be the person with the highest status and everyone's, you know, like, wow, it's really cool to be in this guy's presence, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's talk about mentors a little bit. Like, I know you mentioned, like, you know, your dad's been a big part, you know, to helping you in terms of the mentality. Like, what were some of the things that he or even, you know, just your family, they've kind of instilled within you to really help develop you at such a young age? Because I find it super intriguing. Like, my family, they're always supportive of me. They always have been and things, but they never necessarily instilled, like, the mentality principles. I feel like I've kind of picked that up through sports and then just by tuning into other, like, channels and, like, YouTube and finding some motivational speakers. Like, that's how I channeled mine. So I guess, how, you know, what were some of the things that you really picked up on from, like, just your family that really helped you transform your mentality? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, they teach me a lot of things, you know. I feel like one of the most important things are, you know, how to speak and interact with other people. Because, you know, it's very, like, just small, small things, like shaking taking someone's hand and, you know, gripping their hand tightly, or making eye contact when you speak to them. You know, just tiny things like that are just so important. And, you know, it's like your first impression. Like, that's super, super important, you know. Even if you meet somebody for the first time and, you know, you say something wrong, that's going to stick with them forever. Even if the second time you see them, you're super nice, you know, you do everything right, you know, they're still going to remember that. So it's super important, you know, just be yourself and be who you really are every single time. Because, you know, you don't want to pretend to be someone you're not. Because it's really hard to, you know, always keep that that persona, that you know, fake, like, you know, what am I trying to say? That fake, help me out here, Nate. what am I trying to say?
I know what you mean.
You get what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, being, like, what people call fake, you know, it's hard to always, always pretend to be someone you're not. Mm. So the most important thing is, you know, just be yourself. You know, people, if you're around the right people, they're going to love you for who you are. You don't got to pretend to be someone to hang out with certain people. Because the people you're meant to be around, you'll attract them by just being yourself.
Right.
So, you know, that's something they've always taught me. That's always stuck with me. And it's probably helped me be so successful this far.
It's like that fake persona?
Yeah, you know, fake persona.
Like, okay, I got you. I know what you mean. Because, I mean, that's the thing. And I love how you said, like, you just got to stay true to yourself. You know?
Yeah, all that matters. At the end of the day, it's just you.
Literally. Like, it doesn't matter if somebody's on the street or if it's somebody that is, like, super well known and is successful. You don't change that.
You gotta be the same way with everybody.
Literally. I mean, I'm sure you're very similar to this. Whenever I'm around, like, high caliber people, I shut up. You feel me? Because I'm like, man, you've obviously have done things, you're doing amazing things, and I wanna just, like, absorb that, kind of very similar to you.
So you have 2 years and one mouth, so you can listen more. You know, when you're around people that have that information, you know, you gotta soak that in. You know, you really gotta listen. Because if you're always talking, you're not gonna get the information. If you stop someone else from talking that has a message for you, you're not gonna get that message for talking. So when you're around those kind of people, you know, it's really important to, you know, just listen. You know, don't speak unless you're spoken to, unless you have something extremely important and something extremely important to add to the conversation, you know? Because, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, like, I'm around big people very often, you know, like Chuck Lorre, Mr. Billy Gardell, Mr. Chuck, Mr. Al Gardetsky, you know, everybody on the set, you know, they've been in the game a lot longer than me. And, you know, when I'm around them, I kind of just, you know, sit there and just listen, because, you know, they have a lot of things to tell me. Like, I've learned so much from Mr. Billy, man. Like, literally every single time I talk to him, you know, he's just teaching me something else. You know, he's really helped me with our scenes, you know, between me and him. He always tells me, you know, it's just me and him, just Travis and Mr. Billy, you know, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really helps me to put what's on the paper on the screen, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's really important just to listen sometimes.
That's deep. And just to kind of give the audience and the listeners perspective, like, what are some of, like, the shows that those individuals have worked on?
Mr. Billy, you know, very successful actor. He's been on Michael Molly, you know, he's been on a show called Young Sheldon.
Okay.
Yeah. Also on CBS. You know, just huge things. I'm not really too familiar with some of the other actors' projects, but, you know, I've been watching Mr. Billy since I've lived in Philadelphia, since I was, like, 9 years old.
Holy
and, you know, just
smokes.
Being his presence now, you know, working alongside him, you know, it's just a huge accomplishment, you know. Just makes you smile every time I think about it.
Man, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you, like, watched him since you were nine and stuff.
Yeah,
and
my grandma, she loves him. I used to go over her house all the time, and every time I walked in, she's watching Mike and Molly. You know, it's the craziest thing, you know, to see someone on the screen, and you see him in real life. It's like, wow, I'm really doing this. Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Man, it's kind of like you manifested that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because it's like you're watching them on the TV, and now you're in their presence and everything. And it's just like, wow. But the fact that it's like, you know, you absorb the information that they talk to you about, that's powerful, because they got skin in the game. They got a ton of skin in the game.
A lot of it.
And it's like anything that you can learn from them wisdom-wise. And then same with, like, the people that are listening. Like, if you got somebody that is influential, or maybe you're working a job and, you know, you have, like, a manager or just a boss, and you're trying to level up in your company, or you're trying to maybe, you know, get more clients within your business. Sometimes, just like Travis said, you got 2 ears and one mouth for a reason.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? So, like, you got to listen to your clients more. You got to listen to, you know, maybe you're going through some family issues. Maybe you're going through a relationship issue or something with your homie or your boy or your girl, right? Sometimes you got to, like, just kind of, like, know when to shut it off, and then just listen. Man, that's really great advice, bro. That's deep.
Yeah, it's also really important to, you know, not be afraid to ask questions. Mm. You know, like you said, if you're trying to level up in your company and you know, you go to a conference and you're around the CEO,
yeah.
Maybe ask him what did he do to become so successful in the company. Like, who did he hang out with? What did he do on the daily? How did he work towards his high role in the company? You know, don't be afraid to talk. I mean, you still have a mouth. It's not like you have 2 ears and no mouth.
Right.
I mean, you have a mouth for a reason too. It's just a lot more important to listen. But you know, you can't. They're not going to be able to tell you things if you don't ask them questions. Mm. You know, just when you're in that room, you know, don't be afraid. You know, hey, how can I do this? Well, how can I do this better? Can you tell me something that might help me to be where you're at? You know, yeah. I do that all the time when I'm on set. You know, with my TV mom, Miss Falake.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. I always ask her questions. You know, especially because she's from Nigeria.
Okay.
So she has all the ins and outs. You know, the information. So when I don't know how to say a word or don't know how to you know properly act out something from the Nigerian culture, you know, I ask her, Miss Falake, how can I do this? And she, you know, I use my 2 ears. I listen and I do it. I kill it. You know, so it's really important. You know, ask some questions once in a while.
No, I like that. Because there's a difference between, like, you know, especially somebody that's like of influential and they've done some amazing things, asking a question that they actually want to respond to compared to asking them a question where it's like
you gotta be impeccable with your word. Yeah.
Mm, 4 agreements. That's a deep one, book. Dang, bro. That's, yeah. So I love the mentors and how that's been like significant in your life and just asking the right questions as well. That's powerful. So you're 13. Again,
yes, sir.
I think that's incredible.
Thank you.
Where do you see yourself in like 5 years, or where do you want to be in 5 years? So you'll be what? That'll be 18 years old.
You know, like I said, this is my passion. This is really what I want to do.
Yeah.
So you know, in the next 5 years, you know, I'll probably still be on Bob Hart. You know, hopefully we'll have a nice longevity. You know, we'll still be on Warner Brothers, but I hope to, you know, start doing stand-up comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's something I've been
see that. Yeah.
Something I've been wanting to do for a little bit. And now, you know, Mr. Billy, I think he's hilarious. You know, he doesn't just act on TV. You know, you go to one of his shows, you'll be cracking up forever. It's the funniest stuff there. You know, I wanted to be doing stand up, you know, still be on Bob Hart, you know, doing maybe movies, you know, comedic movies, you know, Kevin Hart, another guy I love. Look up to that man so much. You know, I learned so much from him. I still think, in my opinion, he's the funniest man in the world. I mean, that guy.
just
if you just listen to the conversation he has, it's just so funny. Like, the things he says, like, he doesn't care who's around. He just says what's on his mind. It's the funniest thing. You know, maybe stand-up movies, you know, still be on Bob Hart's.
Mm.
You know, we'll see what the future. Next 5 years brings.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of just, you know, want to focus on, you know, doing my best right now in Bob Hart's, you know, but We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's incredible. And then I guess from a business sense, I mean, I'm sure you eventually probably thought about doing some different business ventures too along the ways.
I'm gonna start my own foundation pretty soon. You know, I'm working on something right now called the Pillow Pack Project. You know,
wow.
We're gonna get that started. We're working on making a prototype right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit, you know, it's something about it is, you know, we're making pillows for the homeless.
Really?
You know, because, you know, I have a huge heart. Like, I can't walk past a homeless person without giving them something, you know. Even if it's just some change that I have in my pocket or some food I have for them, you know, I just can't walk past them. And my mom was like, if you have a problem with it, you should do something about it. So I was like, wow, you're right. I gotta do something.
Like that,
so
yeah.
She helped me come up with this concept to create these pillows for the homeless that will, you know, walk around, give it to them. You know, we might host some events where if you buy one, we'll give one to the homeless, or the money we help raise, that'll go into making more pillows. Maybe we'll expand something else, you know, but it's a little something I'm working on right now as far as the business goes.
Man, I love that. My gosh. Man, yeah. Especially like just being out here too and then having that where people can just, that's such an amazing cause, you know?
Thank you.
Because, I mean, I have a big heart, of course, for, like, the homeless as well. And I think it was, like, a couple months ago. I told him, I was like, man, I don't got anything. Like, I really don't. And then I asked him, I was like, it's like, what else do you need? He was like, man, you got a blanket? I said, yeah, man, I got a blanket. It's in the back of my car. He's like, man, I could really use a blanket. I said, okay, give me one sec. I'll be right back. So I went to my trunk, got the blanket, and then I gave it to him. He was like, man, thank you so much. And I realized how much that blanket meant more compared to money. I really didn't have cash on me, for real. I didn't. But just something that could add, he's like, man, this will help me sleep better at night, you know? So hearing your, like, the pillows, I'm like, man, bro, because you know people be sleeping on, like rocks or
shit.
Just the concrete, you know? And it's, like, that's a deep cause.
Yeah, I mean, luckily, I'm fortunate enough to, you know, not be in the situation that some people are in right now. You know, I have a nice, comfortable pillow that I lay on every night, a comfy bed, you know, big blanket, nice, warm quilt I lay with, you know. So, you know, with you being fortunate enough to have all those things, you need to help the people that are less fortunate, that, you know, don't have things that you have, you know. It's important to give back. I mean, God said it's important to give back 10% of, you know, the money you make every month. You know, my dad makes that a point, you know, to, you know, give back. So it's just really important to help other people in need, man, because, you know, if you're blessed enough, some people might not have that blessing.
Yeah.
It's just really important. It's really dear to my heart, you know, help people and make a change, you know, get other people to, you know, do what I'm doing as far as helping other people.
Wow. Absolutely. Giving to others, counting your blessings, being grateful. That's deep, bro. Travis, I want to be respectful of your time. Where can the audience, the viewers, the listeners, where can they find you on, you know, social media and things like that?
They can find me on all platforms.
Okay.
Travis Wolf Jr. That's Wolf with an E. Yeah, that's about it. You know, I'm just really simple, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know.
You on TikTok yet?
Nah. Okay. I might expand to YouTube soon. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. You know, might start doing little vlogs, you know, me going to set every day, you know, going to different events, different interviews. You know.
So that'd be great.
I might be working on. But,
okay, I got you.
Hey, that's about it.
Okay. Now, I'll attach all of that in the description below for you guys to check Travis out. And then, you know, Travis, just before we kind of end things here, I just want to let you know, like, I got a lot of respect for who you are as a person.
Oh,
again,
you.
Like, just with what it is that you do, I know it's not easy. It really isn't. Like, you got to have the mentality. You got to have the mindset. And just seeing your confidence and being, because I've been around you, you know, a decent amount of times, and I'm 23, and, you know, being 10 years apart, I just look at the things that you do, and it's very inspirational, not just to me, but to many other people. And just with the confidence that you walk around with, like, on set, like, I know for a fact there's people that look at you and they're just like, wow. And I'm sure you hear it a lot, like, man, you're doing incredible things for your age and all that, but, like, on, like, a bro to bro and, like, a deep, deep level. Like, it's inspiring, bro, for real.
Thank
and I respect
you.
It.
You inspire me too, you know, see you out here doing your podcast. You know,
thank you, man.
It's making me want to, you know, start doing something too, because, you know, it's important, you know, you're actually taking that action, taking the steps, you know, actually get your message out there, you know, for people that actually have something to say. You know, it's kind of selfish of them not to, you know, do this, you know, actually give people information because they want to hear it. You know, people want to better themselves, but if they don't know where to look, they'll never hear it. So, you know, you're inspiring me, you know, start doing my own thing, you know. Start speaking now, getting my message out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, guys, check out Travis Wolf Jr.
Yes,
I'll attach all the links again. And, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Glad we could do this. Yeah.
So am I.
That's good. Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.